It was Easter Sunday, 2008. Ariel Neff was in a moving van on a California highway 2,000 miles away from the Wausau area home where young Madeline Karen Newman lay in a coma. Neff had heard that Dale and Leilani Newman were praying and only praying as their daughter's life slipped away. Neff made a long-distance call from her cell phone.
And because my sister-in-law is very religious, she's refusing to take her to the doctor. And at this point, they think she's in a coma.
The call came just after 2 p.m., but Neff had the Newman's name spelled wrong and no address. She called again 7 minutes later and then a third time at 2:32, a half hour after the first call.
She believes her daughter's in a coma now, and she's relying on faith.
So the person that's in a coma is not in the hospital, she's at home.
She's at home,
the third time, an ambulance was sent, but it was too late. On the witness stand, Ariel Neff spoke of her frustration.
I called three times with no help from them at all. And there's a little girl dying and they're not doing anything about it.
6 minutes after Ariel's third call, with an ambulance on the way, a fourth call came. This one from a family friend at the Newman's house. Kara had stopped breathing. Four 911 calls that Easter Sunday afternoon, and according to testimony, Kara's parents, Dale and Leilani Newman, didn't make any of them. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.